At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hi there, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. Just in case you don't know who I am, my name is Michael, and I am the host of the program, and I am glad that you're here tonight, and I'm glad that our guest is here tonight. He's been here before, and I am honored and privileged to have him back with us tonight, and it is Shawn Michael with us tonight, and do appreciate him so much, and I appreciate the gifts inside of him, and I appreciate what Spirit's going to do through him tonight to help us all. And if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling us at 347-327-9316. We're going to be opening the lines up here later on in the program so you can ask him a question or, you know, just get to talk to him. So that will be on later on in the program. Right now, I'm going to request prayer for myself as we begin the program tonight. This morning, I wasn't really feeling good. I felt like that eased up. In the last 10 minutes, it has been hitting pretty hard. So I'm not at the moment. But we are going to go ahead with the program. I'm not going to let a little bit of discomfort going to stop me from doing what Spirit wants me to do tonight. So we plow on through. But let's go ahead, and as we open with prayer, I am going to ask for healing for myself. And also I'll be asking for healing for you as well. But right now the pain is in my stomach. And so that's where the pain is hitting right now. And so we are just going to focus healing light into that area of my body. Like I said, I'm not going to let a little bit of discomfort stop me from doing what Spirit wants us to do tonight, which is to be here and in this now moment. The card for the show actually comes from my Archangel Michael deck tonight. And at the top of the card, it says, "Honor and trust your feelings." You know, we've been talking about that lately, about how can we honor and trust our feelings? How can we, do that? And tomorrow night, Spirit willing, I'm going to be teaching on how to trust that. So it's a very interesting card for tonight. And on the bottom of the card, there's a prayer, and I'm going to read the prayer to you. And it says, "Thank you, Archangel Michael, for supporting, guiding, and protecting me as I listen to and act upon my feelings. Help me understand and express my emotions with love." I want to focus on the last sentence of this card. Help me understand and express my emotions with love. There's lots of times in our lives that we express our feelings and our emotions, but not in love. I know none of you are guilty of that, but I know that I am at times, or have been in the past. And it says, "Help me understand and express my emotions with love." And that's where we're trying to get, and that's why we are continuing moving forward in Spirit, because we want to get to that place. Let's go ahead and go to prayer tonight, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. Father, Mother, God, we thank you so much that you give us that understanding that we can express ourselves and our emotions with love. For you are love. You are that pure love. You are that all being love. You're that unconditional love. And let us tap into that tonight as we begin to focus on you, as we begin to move out of ourselves, as we begin to let go of our issues of the day, those things that pound on us sometimes because we are in everyday life and you know that and you understand everyday life. And Father, Mother, God, right now, let us let go of all of our concerns, all of our stress, all of our stuff, and step into center and step into that place. Let us step into a place of healing tonight as I need physical healing. There's a lot of people listening to me tonight might need that. There's a bug going around right now. And Father, Mother, God, if whoever is sick tonight or maybe not feeling good tonight, just touch their bodies. And at this moment, we're going to ask Archangel Raphael to step in here, the healing angel, to step in here and to begin to touch us, and to touch our bodies, to begin to send that healing into our bodies. And I want you to visualize right now along with me, I want you to visualize healing coming from the top of your head, going all the way through your body. Can you visualize that? I want you to see a light of healing going from the top of your head all the way through your body, touching every part of your body, touching every cell, every part of you. There is no part of you that you can't feel this healing in right now. There's a healing light that is beginning to flow through you and out of you and into the world that needs healing. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for Shawn Michael, and I thank you so much for bringing him back with us tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just help him tonight to speak to us whatever is on his heart, whatever you have that you want him to share with us. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for all the amazing things that you have done in his life already. And I thank you so much for the amazing things that is ahead for him. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for him. And we thank you again for the gifts inside of him. Father, Mother, God, right now, I thank you for my listeners, as always, for they make all of this happen. And Father, Mother, God, we do it for them. And we thank you so much for them. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Sean. Sean, hi.
Michael, happy new year to you and to your listeners. It's a pleasure to be with you here on your show again, and of course, I send you blessings and love from Seattle, so thank you for inviting me on.
Well, thank you for the love and the blessings from Seattle. That's always nice, and I appreciate it. You know, and I appreciate your energy. Your energy is so awesome tonight. I can just feel your energy just coming through, and you know, I just find that totally amazing, and I appreciate it. You know, because no matter what is going on in our lives, we keep on going, and that's the amazing thing. You know, with spirit, we can get through all kinds of things. Now, just in case somebody doesn't know you, maybe somebody's listening to the program new tonight, you have been here before, so briefly, could you give us a little bit of rundown of who Sean is?
Absolutely. My pleasure. Well, I'm a psychic medium. I'm based out of Pacific Northwest here in the United States in Washington State. I reside in the city of Seattle. I do travel across the country, and I do travel overseas. I work with clients internationally. Both in person and, of course, over the phone or over the radio like we're doing now. I'm really dedicated to helping people. My passion is psychic detective work. And if I'm volunteering my time, it's typically with helping families that either have missing loved ones or there's a questionable circumstances to a family member. So that's really my passion. I do, on the side, work with a team of other intuitives with that. We have a team up here in the Pacific Northwest that we're very passionate about working together collectively as a group, intuitives from all backgrounds. And you have full-time mothers. You have professionally employed individuals with MBAs, you know, graduate-level education, computer scientists, to full-time intuitives. But every single one of them are very gifted intuitives in their own right. And we work on a lot of those cases together. So I'm very passionate about that work and the team that we put together up here. I'm hoping to expand that. hoping to expand that in 2013. We can talk about the themes of 2013, Michael. But, you know, my passion is that. I do, of course, do house clearings and help people with that. That's part of my volunteer work out here. So if clients have, you know, or if individuals across the country listen to the radio show, they can reach out to me either via my website or send me an email about such questions, because you should never live in fear and you should never be alone. And there's always a resource, either Spiritual Talk Radio here with Michael or an individual like myself that are willing to give you a helping hand, because there always can be a solution. So with that said, you know, 2013, I'm excited for this year, Michael. It's going to be an exciting opportunity for us. Mm-hmm. The resounding theme that we can talk about as we move forward. But it's such a pleasure to be back on your show.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure having you here. And, you know, and I agree with you. I don't know, as maybe you felt this too, but I felt as on December 31st, and I've talked about this on the program already, as we've been on here this year, but, you know, it just felt like that there was a release for me. I just feel like that as I came into this year, you know, because I let go of a lot of stuff, you know, and I've worked really hard to do that, because 2012 for me was that pressure cooker time, you know, trying to say, hey, Michael, you got to get some things out of the way so we can work with you. And, you know, and I feel like that this is going to be an amazing year for a lot of people. And, you know, and it's all the way we look at things. It's all the way of our perception of things. Would you agree with that? It's just the way we look at things in our lives.
Absolutely, Michael. You know, sometimes what change appears to be chaos, but what comes out of that is calm and the ability to rebuild with a proper foundation. Right. So change is why it might be an anxious period. Perhaps some of your listeners have experienced that in 2012.
Right.
I know that was a certain theme for a lot of individuals, a resounding theme across the board for the matter. But this is an opportunity for you to change and start a new chapter and rebuild and set your boundaries to what you really visualize and manifest what you want. Because the good thing about entering 2013 is we're entering a period of rebuilding and building, and that is building self, building family, building friendships, and building community. I'm very excited with the energy shift that we've just encountered and what we're entering into now, because we are just in the beginning of that phase, and it's very exciting for all of us.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, it is that rebuilding. You know, the one thing I was thinking while you were talking, I was seeing the tarot card, you know, the tower, you know, all that chaos, and a lot of people have gone through that, but through that chaos, you know, you do have a building phase. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the death card in a tarot deck, because a lot of times it's an end, but it's an ending, not like usually a passing. It's just an ending of something going on in your life so there can be a brand new beginning. And that's where we all stand right now as we go into 2013. We go into this place of new beginnings and rebuilding, you know, with spirit and working with spirit. Now, I have a question for you, and this popped up while you were talking about, you know, giving that brief introduction about yourself. And one thing I think I want to focus on as we get ready to go on with the show is, how did you get into the psychic detective? You know, maybe somebody don't even know what that word means. So, you know.
So, yeah. It's a broad term.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and explain it. Yeah.
It's a broad term. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with my personality. What I found with my peers up here in the Pacific Northwest is you have here in the Seattle, Portland, Vancouver, Canada, I'll throw that in the equation area, you have a number of very dedicated intuitives that serve as clients for general readings and doing the intuitive readings per se. And variety, regardless of their discipline, there certainly was a need for to put a team together to work for such questionable cases, because there's nothing worse than a family member not having answers or not having hope or not having a potential solution to a problem. And that is in regards to family members that have either gone missing or there's been a questionable circumstances involving their death. And by the time they get to an intuitive, like myself or one of my counterparts on the team up here, it's usually we're the last stop on the train station, and they've gone through the process of not having any answers. So I found that through my experience of doing readings that there was a real need for this. And there was nobody really putting themselves out and to help organize that, at least in our community up here in the Pacific Northwest. So myself and another gentleman named Dr. David Hansen, who is a really well-known medium up here in the Seattle area, we got together and put together a team of clairvoyants to work on that. And it's strictly volunteer. We take on what we can do. But there isn't a week or two that doesn't go by that I don't get a phone call or email in my part of the country. And we do our best to try to help people, you know, and that's strictly volunteer. Could never take money for that. Absolutely not. I know that there are some intuitives across the world that perhaps might. I'm not here to judge that. But I just feel that with my gift, if I can give a little bit back for those family members, for me that's the ultimate reward. Because the pain, I feel their pain through my clairsentience ability. I see the occurrences through my clairvoyancy. And those are the experiences I can understand when the family member contacts me, because I understand their pain. I actually feel it. And that's what motivates me to try to help. But I went, you know, Michael, it's a long story, but to summarize it, it's just somebody had to step up to the plate. And I was very fortunate to get another colleague. And between the two of us, we got a good team of people together from all walks and backgrounds. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to do that. And everyone really, really feels like they're making a difference to help people.
Now, do you basically work with clients, or do you work with law enforcement, or both in some cases?
We've done both, and private investigators too.
Okay.
A vast majority of our cases are the family approaching us.
Okay.
Are so usually the cold cases. Usually the cold cases. That's the vast majority of our clients. We do get the fresh cases coming across the board too.
Right.
So we work on all three.
Okay.
How we handle that is individually different between each case. Some of the older cases, we require a consultation appointment where we'll bring in the family and sit down with them, gather evidence, and then we'll do what's called a blind reading, a remote viewing session, which we can talk about in a few more moments.
Okay, right.
But in that process, the remote viewing requires us to be in a controlled setting, and we separate each investigator, that's each intuitive reader, and we each have each one of them collect the data independently without being skewed, so there's no bias. Following that, we pull the data. And the data that correlates the similarity, similar hits, names, dates, description of location, we pull that data, and that is presented to the client. Because you find with clairvoyancy, we see it, so your listeners that are listening right now, Michael and I will see things and images. Our guides will push their images that in our mind's eye make sense to us. It can be a collage. It can be a feeling. It can be a sensation, scent, taste, smell, whatever it be. And then clairvoyants like us have to discern that. But we document it. And sometimes it is like a puzzle. Because that's the case as it works with psychic detective work. It is always a puzzle that has to be put together. And it's always most effective when you do it as a team. Because the statistical odds of success greatly increase when you have multiple intuitives doing it.
I agree. Now, talking about remote viewing, let's go there a little bit. Because a lot of people don't understand it, you know, they don't know how it works, and so can you explain a little bit about what remote viewing is and how, you know, that you use that to help you in these cases?
Absolutely. Well, remote viewing is a mainstream term, in my opinion, for clairvoyancy. And remote viewing is, which is the ability for a perceiver, the viewer, such as myself, to be able to describe and give details about a target or a situation or an individual that typically is not accessible with normal senses. And we pick up information such as distance, time, probability, information like that. So a remote viewer like myself or clairvoyant, whatever term you want to label, will be asked to look into an investigation situation for a missing person, describe the possible location, sense of mind. In some cases, some of us can actually go into the mind's eye of the person that's missing and be able to describe an event or an occurrence that happened. And this information, of course, is recorded. And we use that for finding items. For example, I had a client in the last few months that contacted me. They had a family member that was planning an overseas trip. And this was a local client that says, you know, they've got a flight to, out of Seattle, and they're flying to this country, and they can't find their passport. They were moving, but they can't find it. So I went in the process of looking in my mind's eye and said, okay, in this room, there's boxes stacked at this angle. Look in that second box, and sure enough, she was able to find the passport to be able to make it for a trip. So you get situations like that that are more simple, kind of like a hide-and-seek situation, but then the more complex is the legal cases that we have to look at. The remote viewing is a wonderful thing to learn. I'm of the opinion that everyone can be trained in due time to do it. You see a lot of formal training classes that are offered. And also it has been investigated and researched greatly by the United States government and also the former Soviet Union with spy agencies involved. So there is a long history related to remote viewing. It's an extensive topic that we can talk about too.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think a lot of people misunderstand remote viewing by, you know, they think, okay, let's say that I can do remote viewing, which I can. You know, a lot of times people think, you know, that we're always watching them, you know, we're always looking at them, but that's not the case. You know, that's not, you know, what we're supposed to be using it to do. You know, a lot of times for me, you know, like with you, you know, I found like a dog one time because, you know, I could see where the dog was. You know, I was sitting at where I'm at right now, and I could actually see close to where the dog was located by just looking that way. So, you know, and remote viewing can be used for a lot of things. Like you said, in cases where missing people are missing people or missing objects or things like that. But people shouldn't be afraid of remote viewing, right? I mean, we shouldn't be afraid of this.
Absolutely not. You know, people can experience it that are untrained, that just have the natural gift. Others that go through a formal classroom setting can go through a scientific protocol. I know, for example, Major Ed Dames is famous going on national and international radio talking about his training classes. And that's just one example of an individual that offers formal training. But, you know, remote viewing, there can be a scientific approach, a formal discipline approach to doing it, or informal too, which is just the mother's intuition knowing that their child is in danger.
Right.
And that will kick in too. So it's a broad, it's a definitely a broad term. It's definitely
right.
a broad term.
And now you don't teach how to do this, right? I mean, you don't offer classes yourself, do you?
I have in the past, and I will be in the near future. At this moment, I don't have anything formally scheduled. But what I do is offer a mentorship. So, and this is something that if there's local intuitives or intuitives that want to reach out to me across the country, they can certainly contact me through my website at callshawnmichael.com or send me an email at intuitiveservices@ymail.com. And I will be happy to correspond with them. You see, I know a lot of people that train, that dedicate their time for formal classes. If I cannot help them personally, I can certainly steer them in direction of multiple resources that can. But I at least can be a mentor, somebody that they can talk to about this topic. And I'm happy to just be a voice. I don't ask for anything in return. I'm just happy to be someone that you can bounce the topic off to, and I can help steer you in the right direction. I do local classes here in the Seattle area. I do see myself at the latter half of 2013 do more virtual-oriented classes over the Internet. But at this time, at this very moment here in January, I don't have it formally scheduled.
Okay. Yeah, because I just felt like that was going to be something that you were going to offer, and that's what I was picking up, and I thought we'd mention that. Now, while we're just talking here, before we get, because I feel like the spirit's getting ready to move in a different direction, but your website again, in case somebody wants to get hold of you, what's your website again, Sean?
Absolutely. It's call, C-A-L-L, Sean, S-E-A-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.com. Call SeanMichael.com. Or my direct email is intuitiveservices@ymail.com. So I'm only a click away if somebody needs to contact me and reach out.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different videos and photos and success stories on the website if they'd like to reach out to that. And, you know, your work that you do on the radio here, Michael, is tremendous. So I want to commend you and Spiritual Talk Radio because I see it taking off here this year and beyond. So the connections you have and the interaction you have with other intuitives, I'd be happy to talk to anybody that wants to work with our team or wants to volunteer remotely. We certainly do welcome that too.
Okay. Oh, and okay, you just mentioned something, and I just picked up on it. I'm still fighting this little stomach thing that's going on. But let's say for me, for an example, I could work with your team remotely from here. Is that what you're saying? I mean, just in case somebody didn't. Okay. Just in case somebody didn't understand what you just said, I thought that's what you were saying, and I just wanted to be sure that people understood that.
We do have intuitives that meet directly in person, and we have some that work that are actually based overseas, too, that work with our team, are there as consultants, and they volunteer their time. We will pass on the trigger information, target information for them, and then they will correspond that to a lead on the team, either myself or one of the other intuitives.
Okay. And I'm not sure if we mentioned this the last time you were here. I don't remember shows too much. But now, when you got first started, when you were intuitive when you were young, is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Okay. Early age, a near-death experience at a very young age. So the veil was lifted, and I would be in a classic term a psychic child that you'd see on those television shows. Seeing auras, sensing, feeling, everything. Came from a very, very, very fortunate, very grounded family. But my mother is very gifted along with other siblings. So it was obviously accepted and understood in my family. Okay. So I'm very fortunate in that case to be able to have that background and be very blessed to have a family that's very supportive. Because in many cases, there's individuals that might be listening to the show that didn't have that fortunate experience.
Right.
That they were either forced to be blocked out due to either social, family, or religious pressure. Regardless, we all are given the gift. It's a matter of flexing that muscle and utilizing it. So we all are naturally gifted.
And now, I'm going to go back to your near-death experience, because I know I've met a lot of mediums that, you know, have had near-death experience, and then they said, well, that's where... You know, that's when they began to have psychic abilities. Now, would you say that was your case, or would you say that you were already that before that near-death experience?
I would say that I had the ability, that I was born with it, like we all are, but yeah. I do believe that the veil was certainly lifted more for me than others. My experience happened very young, 3.5 to 4 years of age. So I do remember it. I remember the experience. But as far as that is considered, you know, throughout my life, I've always had it. I've always had the gift. And, you know, it came to the realization that I'm here to help. That's part of my life theme. That's part of my mission, to help others. And if I can heal in any person in any level, I want to help those people. Because that's a resounding theme for me.
Right. And that's one thing. That's one thing I felt from you when you were here the last time with me, and you know it was just I could just pick that up, going that you do this because this is your calling. You know, it's not your job. It you know, of course you like to get paid too, just like everybody else. But I could just feel that from you, and that's one thing that really impressed me about you, and that's another reason why you're back with us. But now have you wrote a book? I can't remember if you have written a book or you're thinking about writing a book.
I'm in the process, yes. Okay. I am in the process of of finishing my book.
Okay.
It's actually a story about an intuitive whistleblower in a large American company. It's a fascinating story, and I'm working on a screenplay in relation to it. So as soon as that is completed, Michael, you'll be one of the first people to be aware of that, and we're going to throw a party here in Seattle, and you'll be invited to that. So you know there's always a welcome mat over here in Seattle for you if you ever make it up to the Northwest. But it's I'm still at least another 6 to 8 months away.
Will you send me that?
Say again?
Yeah, you send me that invitation, and I'll definitely be there. So, I wouldn't miss that for the world. So,
yeah, we would be honored to have you up here. There's always a welcome. Both Debbie and I would be happy to host you. So, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Now let's go back a little bit with the psychic detective work. Now, or maybe the house cleansing. Let's look at house cleansing because I know a lot of people. Have been talking to me that, you know, they've been hearing things in their homes. And for a lot of people, when they hear these things, they don't understand. And, of course, the first emotion that comes in is, of course, fear because they don't know what's going on. So how would you approach – let's use me as an example here. I move into a house and I'm having some problems. I don't know exactly how to handle this. How would you approach me and how would we go about this?
First and most important, I want to recognize that what you're experiencing, Michael, if it was your situation, is not abnormal. You're not crazy. These things happen.
Okay.
It's become understood now recently in the last 5 to 10 years because of mass media that it's been scientifically proven and documented through objective measurements. Subjective being defined is okay. A clairvoyant comes in and says, I feel something here, and this is the person's name and that. Objective is actually having electronic measurements, EMF readings, photography showing shadows walking by, interface devices such as the Ovilus that gives you real-time recognition of a conversation, ghost box transmission equipment. So we have the luxury of having both objective and subjective measurements to be able to make a clear assessment and evaluation of the location of property and the experience that that particular person, in the case being you perhaps, knowing to recognize you as, Michael, you're not crazy. This happens.
Right.
Now let's go back and look at what's going on and we can understand it, recognize it, but then solve it. So clearing is where there's a lot of different religious perspectives on how to do that. Of course, you know, over television, you know, the Catholic Church has the rite of house blessings along with a lot of different other Christian faiths, mm-hmm. And also the rite of exorcism. But you do have the shamanistic approach for clearing the land and blessing the land and sweetening the land and others. So it doesn't have to impede on the individual spirituality. In many cases, when people have gone through that experience, it actually strengthens their personal belief system. And that's what's really fascinating is you get these people that are in fear, and then they become empowered because they're able to take control of their fear.
Right.
And take it on and close that door of fear and be able to go on with their life. And that's a beautiful thing about clearing a property or clearing a question mark that's out there. Because the unknown, the unexplained, is always scary for people. But when there is an answer, and when you realize that you're not the only one that's gone through this, then there's a solution. And that's what is important for the client, to know that there is a solution to this problem. And that's my goal when I get out and talk to these individuals to be able to help them. And that's my passion.
Right. Now, let's say that I had a property. Now, what would, you know, if I didn't know exactly what's going on in there, you know, maybe I've seen TV and I think, man, you know, my house is possessed by some kind of, you know, demon or monster or whatever. You know, what would you tell me in that case? You know,
well, I'm not here to pontificate. as far as religious beliefs, but I will say that there's a certain level of discernment involved in that.
Right.
Okay, so demons, the label of that, and this will rattle some of your viewers. In my opinion, that's the minority of cases. Mm-hmm. Okay? Other people will label it all the same, all demons, all evil. But that's not, in my case, that's in investigations, that hasn't been the majority of the cases.
Right.
It's actually the minority. A lot of it is residual energy,
mm-hmm.
Residual haunting. Intelligent hauntings are fairly rare, to be honest with you, Michael,
okay.
Fairly rare. So when someone contacts me, we do have an objective analysis. I have a questionnaire that I ask them to fill out. I want to make sure that this person is in a good mind frame and in a good situation. We do have some things that we go through as far as a checklist, and simple questions to the background of the home, to the situation in the family. Also, I want to understand the religious belief system that person has in place so I can respect it.
Mm-hmm.
If you invite me into your home, I'm there as a guest, and I'm there to respect your home. So that's why I want to understand and get the full picture from that regards. And then we will have intuitives come out with the team that will walk the property and then set up the equipment like you do see on television.
Right.
So you see a lot of these television shows, Michael, and I know you're obviously very gifted and you've been through these experiences yourself. But you go to these television shows, and a lot of them, they just go out, and they're just stirring up the dust in these old places, and then they're out of there. They get a few photos and a few recordings, and they're out of there. No, we go above and beyond that. We'll help the client get a resolution, and we'll help empower them to get a resolution. And we respect their spiritual belief system in that process. So there is adaptability to whatever their religious beliefs is. If they perhaps are Catholic, Roman Catholic, we'll get them to a priest that we know that will help. We can provide the evidence, or we can empower them to do their own house blessing, or Christian, or if perhaps they're of a different faith. But we always do take that variable into account and respect that individual. Most people, by the time they get to us, they've already gone through other methods, and they're pretty desperate, so they're open to anything. Hey, I tell you what, do it all, Sean. Bless the property, plant the berry bush on the property. You can do have the shaman do that. Well, you can have the Christian blessing and the anointing of the oil on the whole thing.
Right.
So by the time they get to us, they're pretty desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is that they realize they're not crazy.
Right.
That's a pretty resounding thing, Michael. When someone thinks that they're losing their sanity. That
right.
is scary alone.
Right.
The thought of losing your mind. That's a pretty scary thought, but they're not.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's what people have to realize, that there are, things going on. There are energies that are possibly in your home, but they're not there to hurt you. They're just there. And, it takes people to understand that and to come in there and say, hey, you know what? If you don't want that here, we can help you with that, and this is how we do that. And, one thing, I've worked with investigators, and there was one particular one that I worked with. I won't go into their name because what I'm about to say is not very flattering. they would go in and stir it up and then not, do any follow-up. Just go in there. Get the evidence and say, okay, yeah, you have a problem, and that was it. And I was like, okay, why are we doing this? We're just going to leave those people with whatever was there? And, so the one that I like about you and what you just said is that you do that follow-up. You say, hey, this is what's here, this is what we think is here, and this is how we deal with it. And that's what a lot of people should do. We don't have any problem. We don't have a lot of problems with those other people. But if you're going to go in and stir up something, you want to be sure that you help the person deal with that stuff.
Absolutely, Michael. Absolutely. Yeah. It does no good to the individual to not have a solutions-oriented approach to the problem.
Right.
And in some cases, in rare cases, the energy can follow them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very rare. Where it's not the place being haunted, it's the person.
Right.
Spirit attachment, which does happen, is a rare occurrence. but it can happen, and I have seen that too.
Right.
So that's a pretty extensive process and another topic altogether.
Right.
So someone that you might just, okay, I'm just going to move out of this haunted house and we're done with it. No, that isn't always the case. It can, it feeds, some of those energies feed off fear, and they will follow you on. And, you know, you've seen those shows too on television. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have either researched that or read the stories and all that. Mm-hmm. It happens, but, you know, it's the minority of cases in that. It's not the majority.
Right.
So it's important for that person to understand the power of prayer, spirituality, grounding, whatever it be. We're not here to talk about your religious belief system. We're just here to empower you, mm-hmm. so you understand that you can face fear and on. There's two. Right now, we still have the duality of existence here on the earth plane. That's love-based emotions and fears-based emotions. Until we cross over, then it's the heaven plane. But with that said, those are the two emotions, regardless of the subset of fear, anxiety, jealousy, you know, guilt, you name it. We're all going to battle those emotions every day as humans. So what you and I as intuitives can do, we can help build people up and empower them to face fear and conquer it.
Right. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Have you had personal experiences of your own where you maybe had moved into a home that's had, you know, some energy issues there? Have you had some experience on your own with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Multiple locations, but a primary location is a home that I purchased off a family member mm-hmm. that was a foreclosure. And this property was a foreclosure from a mortician that went bankrupt. Okay.
Okay.
So the place was, there is a reason. I bought it sight on scene in the height of the real estate market. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, sight on scene, you know, there's a reason why I was led to this property. Michael, I battled to clear this house on a weekly, if not almost over a year process. And I brought in a lot of people here to help me.
Right.
It took a long time. But I found, and this is where, for myself, being raised as in the Catholic discipline in this life, mm-hmm. I didn't have a true understanding of shamanism. I wasn't really understanding that, wasn't exposed, didn't have a lot of friends to follow that, intuitives that were in that discipline. But that was an opportunity for me to learn that. It wasn't until I found a very gifted shaman that was able to help me. We had a vortex that was identified with dowsing rods on the property that was eventually sealed and eliminated. After that was done, the activity was gone. And it was a beautiful, beautiful situation when it was completed. The house was cleared. The energy was, the next morning, my partner Debbie said, "Oh my God, I smell roses in the house." Well, we had no roses in the garden or anywhere in the house, per se, Michael.
Right.
But it was the scent of sanctification of the property. I walked out of the front door that morning, and I walked out the front door of that house as I'd done for days and weeks and months before. And just as I walk out, I see the shadow of the cross on the pathway. And I felt the presence. I felt the presence of God and love around the house with the scent of roses. We never had a problem since then. It's a very extensive process, very extensive process. But there was a reason why in my life path that I got this property introduced to it. But so I personally have been in that situation. But everywhere I go, I feel energies. It's a matter of me opening myself up and wanting to recognize it. I'm able to discern and shield myself. And I think it's important for people out there that are studying their gift to learn those tactics to be able to shield themselves so you don't take on people's energies, whether it being life energy or
right.
even non-life energy, as this topic is.
Yeah, because that's one thing I want to ask you before we get ready to take some calls here. Now, before you do things like this, do you go through a process to protect yourselves? Do you do something like that? I mean, how do you protect yourself from picking up energies, absorbing energies that you guys don't want? How do you go about that?
I use a foundation of a Christian approach, a prayer, okay. very similar to your prayer. I also use some traditional scents. I use rose water and blessed water that I bless myself with. I also use some crystals and some jewelry that I wear when I go into that. Black tourmaline. I do carry rose quartz with me. And, of course, blessed crosses that I have with me. So I do have some traditional methodology that I've adapted. My spiritual belief system is a little broader than just having a Christian approach. That is because I've had a lifetime, actually lifetimes, plural, of experiences to where I'm at today. So, yeah, definitely it's important to have grounding, be grounded. For anybody that's curious about intuition development or that are yet going off and you want to take photos of this stuff and investigate that, I encourage you to have some form of grounding spirituality to really protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Because there are cases where it can throw you off, the energy can throw you off. Just like people that work in, let's say, massage therapy and they're very clairsentient, they feel the people's pain. Like I feel your physical pain right now, Michael. You know, your stomach. But you have to be able to discern that and separate yourself from that and recognize, no, this is not my emotion. This is theirs. And be able to put your arm away and have the ability to disconnect from that.
Definitely.
So it's so important. Whatever we do, whatever we take on, just like a listener right now, you walk into a business meeting, all of a sudden you feel the heat. It feels really anxious. Mm-hmm. Well, then 5 minutes later, somebody it's announced that there's layoffs. So you have to recognize these emotions, you know, that come around that are yours and discern that from other people and other things.
Definitely. Yeah, I appreciate it. There are several people, a few people anyhow, that would like to talk to you if you want to go ahead and take some readings. It's totally up to you.
Absolutely, Michael. I'll be happy to.
All right, let's go ahead and let's get Ann on here. She's calling from New York. Ann, you're on with Shawn Michael. Hi.
Ann.
Hi, Shawn. I have a very specific question. My current job, I have a one-year job that's going to be ending in June, and I want to know if they're going to renew me for another term or if I should be looking for something else.
Unfortunately, I'm seeing that it's going to be a situation where you're moving in a different direction. But the good news is you'll have resolution. You'll have an understanding where you're going in three months. Okay? So I want to give you strength to know that you will have something else lined up. I do feel that you will have a female that will be reaching out to you. And it does appear that it's going to be a formal style position, educated, like corporate environment. And this will be, looks like mid-June, start date or sooner. So I do appear like June 10th and 16th, start date. But it does appear that the news with your current position within 3 months, you're going to have clarification knowing, okay, I'm going in a different direction. So I would encourage you, Ann, I would encourage you just get your resume brushed up, brush the dust off that, get it all updated, your CV resume. Start your networking. Be positive. Protect yourself. I do know that there will be a male reaching out to you internally right now where you're at and will at least give you information to understand as far as existing timelines of where you're at. But I do see that there will be a new opportunity coming up for you. So I want you to be prepared for that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome and best of luck to you, Ann. Thanks for your phone call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ann. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk to Rose. Rose, you're on with Shawn Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Shawn.
Hi, Rose. How are you today? What question can we tackle for you?
I'd like to know, please. I'm getting ready to make a huge move, job, you know, career, household, the whole nine yards. I'd like to know how you see things panning out.
Anything standing out? Absolutely. Right now, as I see it, you were very smart to make this decision. I know that it doesn't appear that you welcomed it 100%, okay? I feel that there is some anxiety concerning this, but I want to tell you in 8 weeks this will pass, all right? And I do see that there is a situation as far as finances that will be more structured for you, a balance sheet that will be a better balance sheet approach. And there'll be less anxiety when it comes to finances and financial returns. You're about 3 months out. Now, partnership, love, relationship, doing really well. mid-year on. The move comes no later than spring, if not sooner, okay? So if you haven't already signed the agreement to move on, I do see it happening no later than mid-year. So as we approach the summer months, August, settlement, relaxation, trip to the western coast of the United States, if you're not there already, I do feel that that is going to be more leisure than it has to do with work or with family. It's more of a holiday. So I see that that's something that will take you to the west coast. Emotionally, you're going to be protected in this decision, but the anxiety that you're feeling right now will subside. You got a couple more months of dealing with that. Things are going to fall in place. I feel that there's going to be an offer or legal contract that's going to be presented that's going to totally change your perspective and the outcome of the situation. And you also will have the ability to save more money as a result. We're looking at like 20 to 30% potentially in a month period of time. Those are the numbers they give me. That's what I see. So I want to tell you that you actually are making a right choice. While it's required some patience for you and families taking in consideration of this, in the end, you will be protected because they do show me a golden light coming down on top of you. And by the end of this year, the anxiety you feel right now or any intrepidation about a move and about this transition will be subsided. It'll be focusing about family needs and being around family and having fun with family. So to the end of 2013 will be about building your family and building your wealth. So I wish you the best of luck on that move, and we do appreciate your phone call.
Okay, thank you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you, Rose.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. Now, Sean, I have a question for you. I guess I'll just be a little asking also. Now, as far as 2013 for me, do you see any major things popping up?
Yes.
Okay.
A new lifelong friendship entering into your life. A new partnership. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
From the heart. Okay. Also, money increasing for you, Michael. If you want me to give you a reading, I'll do it for you. I'm honored to do that for you, Michael. Can I give you a formal reading right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we got
all
plenty
right.
of time.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
All right. I see that. First and foremost, you're going to be invited for a secondary medium, a secondary project with another male, okay?
All right.
And this is going to be spiritually rewarding and financially rewarding for you. So, and we can talk about this off the air, but I do see that this will be very fruitful for you, and we can talk specifics off the air just for your privacy's sake.
Okay.
But the judgment call that you make here will be very successful in that. So perhaps you already know that. We'll talk about that now off the air. But I do want to tell you that this year is definitely about building wealth, and you also are increasing mobility. I see you driving outside of your area and being outside of the home more.
Okay.
So if you felt that you've been isolated or that you've been injured or you've been wounded, there's also the black cloud is breaking up around you. When I see a black cloud, that means the feeling of being down, depressed, or feeling you've had a little bit of bad luck. That's not going to be the case after February, okay? And these new friendships, the two new friendships, but the one that's primarily is right there is something you deserve that you've been waiting for quite some time, all right?
Okay.
So without restricting that and not jinxing you on this reading, I'll tell that off the air, the details of this person, but I will tell you that it's going to be a great year. I do feel that the money is coming in tremendously. It starts very slow the first 3 months, but after the last 3 months of the year, you're going to have twofold, if not threefold, better financial picture than you have right now.
Okay.
So that means more clients, more business, and more investment income. So
cool.
Very fruitful. Very cool. Fruitful.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, and we'll talk. I actually wrote down your phone number so I can contact you to talk about some of this stuff off.
Yeah, we can talk it off. We can do it off the air, off the show. No problem, Michael.
Okay,
my
all
pleasure.
Right. All right, yeah, I appreciate it because, you know, there are just some things you want to keep private, and I appreciate you respecting that. You know, that's one thing that I think for a lot of readers, you know, when people call here sometimes, you know, there's things that I'm picking up, and I'll tell them, I'll say, hey, you know what, I feel like I'm supposed to, you know, talk to you. And sometimes I'll just say, hey, you know, I'm going to talk to you off air, but it's not going to cost you anything. If you want to give me a donation, that's great. If you don't, that's okay, too. Because a lot of times our privacy is a big thing with me, and I'm sure it's with you as well. You know, and we have –
you know, I feel like an obligation to do that. You know, privacy, I think, is a big, huge thing for a lot of us.
Well, and you know, the caller still has the luxury of they want to provide a middle name or a nickname. They can still maintain that, you know, that level of privacy calling in. We will still give you the same reading, Michael or I, because we still get your energy regardless.
Right.
So, so with that said, you know, but that's true. You know, since we both, I've done psychic talk radio. I've been doing that for quite some time now. And you do have those individuals where it's just necessary that they're going to need to have a private consultation.
Right.
The information is too deep, too extensive, and too lengthy to be shared over, you know, a five-minute quick reading over the air. So.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of stuff, you know, because like with you, I'm sure that you pick up a lot more, you know, when you do your program, when I do my program, we pick up a whole lot more that we just don't have the time to share all that stuff. But we do appreciate callers. Talking about callers, so we won't get them mad at me, let's go ahead and take a few more. They'll be like, will you all stop talking so we can talk to them? Okay, so Anna, you're on with Shawn Michael. We appreciate you calling in.
Hi, Shawn. Good evening.
Good evening. What question can I tackle for you?
I would like to know, I have a friend who is overseas and wanted to know, when he comes back, will we be able to have a relationship and work things out?
Absolutely. Definite yes. Misses you. Thinks of you. Goes to bed at night alone, nobody else around, and no third party involved. Wants to communicate with you or has the ability not to be in close touch or thinks of you remotely. You set a very good impression. Congratulations. And I do feel that emotionally we'll be there and we'll be ready for you to arrive. I'm getting extreme passion, extreme vitality, extreme connection, physicality coming towards. I feel that there's going to be a short meeting and then more of a lengthy engagement after that. So a short reunion, whether coming to visit you for a short period of time or a short interaction, then departing again, but then coming back for a lengthy engagement. So I do feel go ahead.
Yeah, he's in Afghanistan right now, but he just doesn't communicate with me. It's like he's going through something. I don't understand it.
It's not that he doesn't want to communicate with you. It's just that he's in an environment right now where it's not as feasible to be able to just simply pick up the phone or text message you or Skype with you at ease. Very much sheltered, very much in a structured environment, very much separated from what we would see here in the North American system of how we live our daily lives. So I do feel that he will be reconnected. He misses you. I'm feeling it right now. Yes, I'm feeling his energy right now, and he misses you tremendous, okay? But I do want to tell you, we'll have a reunion that's short, like either a week or a weekend. It's going to be great. But it plants you the seed of a re-engagement and reconnection where he's back and he's back home for good. I feel that the relationship progresses very rapidly after that point, and he will not be returning to that area ever again.
Okay? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
So that is a definite conclusion. It looks like we'll be reconnecting with you. I'm getting time frame late spring, early summer. So that appears to be like April, May, maybe the first week of June, around that time frame. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he'll be back for good by August on. Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
in the fall, they won't deploy him back over there. So congratulations for your patience. Now, let go of that fear of loss. He's got nothing over there right now but to miss you, okay? So I want, while you're here fearing that he doesn't miss you, it's actually the opposite. He misses you tremendously. So when he comes back in, just have a smile on your face, just embrace him, and make it fun because he wants that. He wants to have fun. I feel that he wants a simple, like, going out to have a burger at a sports bar. I mean, these simple things that we take for granted, he missed. Mm-hmm. And he would just love to go out and watch his sports team and be around people that are happy. So I encourage you to plan something like that when he comes back. Because
It
looks like a very promising. Sorry?
Can you say this is the long term then with us?
The potential is there. It's your choice. Of course, you have free will, free choice, and free mind. So that means that you still have to correspond. You still have to show up for your date.
Yeah.
You know, court. I mean, we just can't lay that out for you. But it's there. Yes, absolutely. Resounding energy, it's there for you. So don't worry. He misses you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Welcome. Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Let's go ahead and get Carol on here before we run out of a little time here. Go ahead, Carol. You're on with Sean.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, and hello to both Michaels. What I'm calling about is I've been working through a lot of stuff, and there's wonderful opportunities coming my way, and I'm feeling better about things, you know, getting rid of my limiting thoughts and so forth, and I'm just wondering if there's any insight into how I'm doing. Thank you.
Carol, good news. You're entering a new phase, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and it's a strengthening opportunity for you. Emotionally, you're going to be a lot more solid. There's going to be less anxiety around for you. I do feel that there's an opportunity for greater finances. I feel that you're communicating more on a professional setting, a professional level. You're delivering documents, presenting documents. I also do feel that there's a partnership with the female that's involved in this, okay? But emotionally, most importantly, you're entering a very good phase. So any stress you've had in the last couple of years, this next year, it's going to be in the rearview mirror for you. The decision you made about this venture, this new opportunity that's coming up, you've already set the intention, so it's already been done. And the judgment call that you made for this was resounding in the positive direction. What I do see is the month of April, you definitely do have financial returns coming in as a result of this that will exceed your expectations. But you're definitely entering a new phase. Now, I do see some travel coming up for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, are you still there?
Yes, I am, huh?
Okay, I see some travel. I see New England, like New York, Boston, that area, okay, connection. I also do see Miami, Florida, okay? That's going to be coming up here in the next year for you. So there's a little bit more travel involved with this, and I do wish you the best because I see that this looks really outstanding for you, and I want to congratulate you for that.
Well, thank you, and thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
All right, and let's grab Susie here. And Susie, you'll be our last call. Rose, I'm not taking any more calls after Susie. Susie, go ahead. You're on with Sean.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Susie.
To talk to you. I just would like to see any message that you have from Spirit for me, please.
Patience. Patience is what I get. You're going to be tested here.
Yeah, sure am.
There's a male that's just testing your patience right now in your life. Okay?
Yeah, that's
all right? And I want to tell you that you will be on top of this, all right? It's about two weeks. 2 months that your patience is going to be constantly tested. Now, also, there's a bill that's come in the mail that will be coming in the mail. I want you to dispute that. You were miscoded on that, or there's something that the services were rendered were not sufficient or were not expected. I do feel that this is coming in the month of February. Your guides want to warn you about that. So don't just open up your checkbook. So if you've had somebody work on something or if you bought something that wasn't functioning properly, I do feel that you have the ability for a significant refund or to have that money negated back to you, okay? And they want to push that out to you. But still, the patience is the theme right now in the short term. Long term, it's justice is on your side. So as you go forth in 2013, you're going to find as the year progresses, there's going to be less anxiety around you. You will be protected in outcomes. I do see a property decision coming up towards the end of the year, a decision of property, and entitled to that. I do want to tell you that you will get two judgments on that, two opinions that will be favorable for you. Okay. So if you're looking to solicit a property, you're going to get two offers. Or if you're looking to get an evaluation of the value of property, get two offers. The second one would be better. But that's the information they want to push through you real quick right here, Susie. And it's such a blessing to meet you here. And thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you very much, Sean. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Bye, Susie.
Love you.
Love you.
You
too. I thought that call might take a little longer, so we got a little bit of time. Now, Sean, as we get ready to click down to, we got about 18 minutes. Is there anything that you want to share? Anything that you're feeling like the Spirit wants you to share with us? Maybe about the year ahead for all of us.
Absolutely. Michael, that's a great question. Is what's coming up in 2013?
Right.
Number one, for the listening audience here in North America. We're seeing a conclusion of the situation in the Middle East, all right? We're not going to see another outbreak of an additional war, all right? I know there's a lot of talk about that. I don't see it. I don't feel it in my readings. I'm in a predominantly military community here in the Northwest, and I'm not seeing that happening in 2013. Actually, we're building alliances. That's the theme this year, is we're building self-worth. We're building family, that's family communication, family love, rekindling a family, coming together, whether you've had a division with a family member. This is the year where you're able to resolve that and bring it back together, forgiveness. And then community is building, community coming together, community involvement. We see that in different levels here with the media coming out and the response we get. And, of course, social media is imperative with the Internet. The interconnection is right there, and technology is helping us, assist us for that. But last, as far as humanity and our conscious and the energy shifting, that's where we're building ourselves up, we're building our neighbors, our family, and we're building the community up. So I don't see us going into any war, okay? I don't see it. I don't feel it. I'm going on the record right now.
Right.
And as far as the economy here in the United States, turning around, stabilization. I'm seeing that over and over with the readings I'm giving. So we're seeing a shift in that, a positive direction, okay, for North America. Europe, for my European friends and my clients in Europe, hang tight. You're about 6 months behind us here in the United States, okay? But you will be there at the end of the year with us, with the economics. But we're almost there. We're almost there as far as being out of this stagnation of the economy. It's turning around. You're seeing stabilization of real estate. And those are exciting things to look forward to here in 2013.
Right.
So moving forward, I think anybody listening right now, there's a lot of people now that are reaching out to me, and I'm sure they've reached out to you, Michael, or they just happen to be curious, and they're on Blog Talk Radio, and they're listening to your show over and over, and they want to learn more. And I encourage you always question, because people are awakening with their sixth sense. They want to know, why do I have this reoccurring dream? Or why do I get this feeling now? Or why do I see or sense this? Or, better yet, why have all of a sudden I'm hearing the knocking in my house like we talked about earlier today?
Right.
I challenge you. Just get on the Internet. Use a free public source to learn about it, read about it. Because you're not the only one that's experiencing this. Regardless of your religious, social, economic background, we're all facing this. The collective consciousness is raising, and part of that is our vibrational level is increasing. And it's a beautiful thing for humanity right now, because that's where we're all becoming interconnected. So perhaps you're in a relationship right now, you're listening, and all of a sudden you can finish each other's sentences. It's like a form of telepathy. Have you noticed that? You're listening right now. I know there's a woman out there, I can feel her. And it's something you haven't had before. Simple things like that come up. To more complex things of, I dreamt about my family member who passed away 20 years ago, and we had a full conversation. So these are fascinating times, fascinating experiences, and I'm very excited. I'm excited about 2013. Michael, I'm excited about your show, how it's going to take off, and the great things coming your way. And it's such a blessing to be back on your show and talk to your audience again. And I sincerely wish everyone a very, very happy 2013, and many blessings, of course.
Yeah. Now, Sean, just in case somebody's listening and they want to, You know, and I would encourage them, you know, to talk to you and get a reading from you. I mean, that's why I bring people on here. I have no problem doing that. Could you give us your way we could get hold of you if we want to get hold of you?
Best way, since I travel a lot and I do face-to-face readings across the country and then sometimes overseas, I do have a schedule, but I am available by phone. But the best way to reach me is directly through my website, which is call, C-A-L-L, SeanMichael.com. That's S-E-A-N-M-I-C-H-A-E-L, call SeanMichael.com. Or you can email me directly at intuitiveservices@ymail.com. Either way, I'm just an email away. I correspond via email to set up appointment times. It's the best way to reach me. If you were to call me, I'm typically on the phone with the client regardless. So email is the best form of communication for everyone because I deal with people all over the globe, and it's easier for me to keep track of everyone just like yourself, Michael. So, you know, feel free to visit my website. I have a little blog there, and, you know, there's a few videos of there, and there's a fascinating video of a documented intelligent haunting case. From this last summer that people might enjoy seeing. And, you know, some of our team members do a lot of fun things. We've got a couple team members that are involved in Sasquatch investigations up here in the Northwest. So, you know, all kinds of topics and things like that if they want to visit my website.
Okay. Yeah, and I would encourage them to do so. I really like your website. I've been there. So, yeah, check it out. And there are awesome videos on there because I've watched a few of them. So I really like them. Well, Sean, it is that time of the day where I hate to say, but I'm going to let you go here. I'm sure. Is it okay if I talk to you after the show?
Let's talk right after the show, and we'll talk up some of that information we were talking about earlier. That sounds great.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'll call you right after the show. I just wanted to be sure that you weren't busy with something else. But we do appreciate you coming on, and we'll have you back on here sometime in the future, I'm sure. You know, again, give us your website one more time, just in case somebody's out there that wants it.
It's www.callshawnmichael.com. Or if you Google Sean Michael Psychic, you'll pull it up.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I think that's how I found you. I think. So I don't know how I find people, but Spirit just leads me to people. And also, if you forget how to do all of that, you can make it really simple on you, and you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you click on his picture, you will go right to his website to make it really easy on you. You can do that with any of our previous guests by just clicking on their pictures and going to their websites. And we encourage you to do that. And just tell them that you appreciate them coming on here. You know, that's one way to get them back on here is send them a personal email. Say, hey, you know what, I heard you on Spiritual Talk Radio. I really appreciate you coming on. And, you know, and then they'll most likely come back. Well, Sean, it was a pleasure. And like I said, I'll be talking to you right after the show ends here. So thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael. And I wish you continued success and keep up your fantastic work here with Spiritual Talk Radio.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and, you know, I encourage you to reach out to Sean. If you're having problems, that's not really my area of expertise, of checking your homes and stuff like that. I can do that, but that's just really not my area so much. But I encourage you to reach out to Sean if you're having problems or you want to understand remote viewing, if you want to understand what's going on with your life, if you're a little confused, man, I think I'm going crazy. You're not going crazy. So reach out to me or to Sean. You know, I've been there. I understand how it feels to be, where it feels like you should, what is going on with me? And then you think, man, am I going insane or what? You're not going insane. You're awakening. And as you're awakening, it can feel like that, but it's not that, okay? And so if you're having problems with that, if you're having symptoms, things going on with you that you just don't understand, and you feel all alone, you're not by yourself. You have Sean, you have me, you have lots of other people out there that would reach out and help you. So don't ever feel like you're by yourself, okay? That's one reason I started Spiritual Talk Radio, because I wanted to bring people on like Sean that could share their stories to share their experiences with you, to let you know that you're not by yourself. We've been there. We understand things. We are going through things, but we trust the Spirit within us to lead us and guide us and direct us. And again, Sean, thank you so much for being here tonight. Now, let's go to, I feel like the Spirit wants me, and I've been debating about this during the whole show, I'm actually going to take tomorrow night off. I really feel like the Spirit wants me to take care of myself. I feel like I've been getting a little ran down. So I'm actually going to take tomorrow night off, and we will not be on air tomorrow. We will pick up the series on Monday, Next Steps. We will be back on air, but I really feel like, and I've been praying about it all through the show, about what to do. And I really feel like the Spirit wants me to take some time to myself, and hopefully you understand that. So don't worry about me. I am feeling a lot better, but I do feel like the Spirit wants me to take some time to myself tomorrow. So we will be back here on Friday with, his name slips my mind right now. So, sorry. Andrew Keith. We will be with him on Friday. Thank God I have a spirit guide that reminds me of these things. Andrew will be with us. And I'm looking forward to it. A lot of times when I'm in spirit like this, it's really easy. I'm like in a fog sometimes. It's really easy for me to forget names and things. And, luckily I have a driver's license that reminds me of who I am. At times I need that. If you're intuitive, you understand that, because there are times that we just are so much in a fog that we forget these things. But I am looking forward to having Andrew on with us on Friday. But like I said, I will not be on air tomorrow. We are going to take a day off and take some time to myself. All right. I feel like we're done. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. It's our pleasure to provide this program to you. I feel like it's my calling. I don't know what else I would do, because I really, my only goal in life really is to empower you and to see you reach your full potential. That's the only reason that I do this. Because I really want you to see that you're a spiritual being having a human experience, and for you to really understand, what does that even mean? Because there's a lot of you that hear say that, but you don't understand what that even is. If you stick with me, if you stay with these programs, I promise you will understand who you truly are down the line. That might happen in the next few days. It might happen in the next few weeks, next few months. But stick with me, and I will help you in any way I can possible, okay? I have some great guests coming up. Like Sean, like a whole bunch of other people. So we have some amazing people lined up for you. All right. You guys have a great night. Thank you so much again for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My personal website, in case you want to set up a reading with me, is www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. You can also get hold of me through Spiritual Talk Radio at ymail.com. I would appreciate your comments, about the show, about whatever. I want you to know that I'm here for you. So the personal website for me is www.insightswithmichael.com. There's a contact form over there. If you forget my email address, you can contact me through the website. But also the best way to get hold of me, just like Sean, sometimes, you can't get through on phones. The best way are emails. Spiritual Talk Radio, YML. .com. That's Virtual Talk Radio, ymel.com. All right. Thanks, guys. I'm going to find a song to close us out with, and you have a great night, and we'll see you back here at Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate it, and I do feel the healing energy inside of me, so thank you so much for doing that for me. Okay, you guys be good. Bye-bye.